In the Massachusetts governor's race, both candidates are making education a top issue. This week, WBUR's Edify team will dive into the candidates' promises and records on education. This morning, Max Larkin looks at Governor Charlie Baker, starting with his pledge to expand charter schools, which fell short.
Charlie Baker went to bat for charter schools. His top aides ran the 2016 ballot campaign, the most expensive in state history. The governor himself spoke at rallies and starred in a ubiquitous TV ad.
Question 2 will change the future for thousands of kids who need your help. Please join me and vote yes on question 2.
But voters said no by a 24-point margin. Throughout the campaign, teachers' unions argued that poor school districts needed more state dollars, not more school choice. At an election night rally, Barbara Mattaloni, then president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, or the MTA, said that voters had agreed.
We are going to go right out of the gate and say we want to fully fund our public schools that are already underfunded by $1 billion a year. That's where we're going next.
The governor had swung for the fences and missed. Charter school supporters were devastated.
The ballot question was a strategic blunder.
Jim Sturgis is director of the Pioneer Institute, a conservative think tank. He says the defeat limited Baker's ability to force public schools to work smarter with the funding they already have.
The administration put more money into the K-12 system, and that's good. But oddly, they didn't leverage that additional money for any reforms.
As he runs for re-election, Baker isn't proposing any education policies as ambitious as charter expansion. In fact, he's touting what he calls an historic increase in state aid to school districts. That's unusual for a fiscal conservative like Baker, but teachers' unions aren't satisfied.
In Everett, they laid off 100 teachers, 40 kids in a second grade class, 30 kids in a third grade class.
That's Mary Najimy, the new president of the MTA. She says Baker's $500 million investment isn't nearly enough to fix a growing educational crisis in poor communities. The MTA has endorsed Baker's opponent, Democrat Jay Gonzalez. Though, Najimy says, the union's issue with the governor is ideological, not personal.
He appears to be a likable guy, but he does not have a bold vision.
But Baker's Secretary of Education, Jim Pizer, pushes back against critics who say the administration lacks big ideas.
Your only big idea is more money. I don't know what the big idea is there.
The failed, hyper-partisan fight for more charter schools dominated the first 2 years of Baker's term. But in the last two, the governor has turned his focus to smaller-scale initiatives that he hopes will end up making a big impact. Under Baker, about 1,000 students at 17 high schools from Boston to Brockton are now getting an early start on college coursework in programs certified by the state. Chris Gabrielli, chair of the state's Board of Higher Education, calls that initiative enormously promising, and he says it will take time to demonstrate whether it will deliver on a larger scale.
Creative new approaches start small with getting the mechanics and the policies right, and then proving whether it's effective for students.
Baker also spent more than $50 million outfitting the state's vocational schools to train students for the jobs of the future. Even some of the governor's political opponents applaud that initiative, like Lou Finfer, a lifelong Democrat and community organizer.
He seems to be common sense. He's not an urban mechanic like Menino's image, but it's sort of like, how can I be a mechanic to make state government work?
And Baker has looked for ways to make higher education more affordable. $7 million to cover free community college for the neediest students. And a new program called the Commonwealth Commitment that can dramatically reduce the cost of public college for eligible students.
The fact that I don't have to go into my own personal pocket to buy textbooks is incredibly helpful.
Like Kyle Dean, a junior at UMass Amherst. He appreciates the regular rebates he gets through the commitment.
It seems like a no-brainer once you know about it.
But not that many people do know about it. Fewer than 400 students were enrolled in the commitment as of this spring, possibly because its requirements are relatively strict and confusing. So, in higher education, as in K-12, some Democrats accuse the governor of playing small ball. And activists like Zach Bears are pushing for tuition-free access to the state's public colleges, where the sticker price just keeps rising.
Governor Baker's $7 million is about $900 million short of starting to solve this problem.
But Secretary Pizer defends the administration's approach here, too, saying they've had to learn to balance educational priorities, just as they balance a budget.
There's a question about what's the right investment for states to make. If you think the answer is we need to fully fund all public higher education, that means we're going to be doing less.
The wreckage of the pro-charter campaign is in the rearview mirror. And while Baker might not back big new investments in public education in a second term, his main message appears to be that he will try to make the right investments. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.